From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel in Washington.
And reporting from Brazil this week, I'm Melissa Block. Before we came here, I kept hearing about the new Brazilian middle class, about the tens of millions of Brazilians who've been lifted out of poverty over the last decade. There are a number of explanations for that: strong overall economic growth fueled by Brazil's exports, a rise in the minimum wage, a more educated workforce, and big government spending programs, including direct payments to extremely poor families. This new lowest rung of the middle class is what we would call the working poor. Their monthly income bracket between just $500 and $2,000. But it's this group that's driving consumer spending in Brazil, these tens of millions of people who can now cobble together enough money to buy their first car, TV, or cell phone, or to pay for their children to go to a private school. In the northeastern city of Recife, I stop in at the Walt Disney School. It has a crenellated roof that makes it look vaguely like a castle, paintings of Mickey and Minnie Mouse over the boys' and girls' bathrooms. The school isn't sponsored by Disney. The founder is just crazy about Disney characters. And it's bare bones. Paint peeling in the courtyard, no computers in the classrooms. But it's a step up for the new middle class.
O que significa plantas avasculares?
This is where I meet 16-year-old student Susana Riza de Carvalho. She says, I told my parents I wanted to come to this school because I felt the public school was holding me back. The teachers were bad. Sometimes they wouldn't even show up. School is the first step, Susana says, because before you can have anything, you have to have a good education. Back home after school, Susana gets a kiss from her father. Four of them live in a tiny apartment in a crumbling working-class neighborhood. Dad Roberto, Mom Anilda, and the daughters, Susana, and her 22-year-old sister Sandra, who's trained as a nurse. There's a little kitchen, a small area to eat, with a velvet painting of the Last Supper above the table. No couch or comfortable chairs. One bedroom for the parents, one for the two girls to share, both just big enough for the beds, with a little room to spare. Roberto apologizes. It's small, but it's cozy.
Agora, o armário. Isso aqui foi 2012.
Enilda gives me a tour and points proudly to some recent purchases. She explains that last year her husband got a promotion, and he used the money to buy all kinds of stuff. Kitchen cabinets, the microwave, smartphones for the girls.
There's a flat screen television over here. When did you get the flat screen?
Justamente em 2012 também que ele comprou. Foi uma felicidade, viu, ano passado.
You bought the television in 2012 also. It was a lot of happiness in 2012. That was a very good year for your family, I think.
Com certeza.
I sit down to talk with Roberto and Anilda de Carvalho about their lives and how different they are from their parents' lives. It's a typical story for this part of Brazil. Both sets of parents grew up in the countryside. The parents had to quit school early to start working. At ages 10, 12, 15, they went to work in a fabric factory, as a mechanic, a seamstress, a farmer.
Cultivar milho, feijão, mandioca, verduras.
Roberto's father grew corn, beans, manioc, vegetables, enough to feed the family, he says, most of the time. They had no running water, no electricity. And when I ask, was life back then very hard, Roberto pauses and breaks down in tears. I'm sorry. It takes him several minutes to compose himself.
Era muito difícil.
It was very hard, he says. The financial hardship was very great.
E as dificuldades financeiras eram muito grandes.
Was your family hungry?
Mais ou menos, assim.
More or less, Roberto says. The main lesson he got from his parents in hopes that he'd have a better life?
Estudar, estudar, estudar.
Study, study, study. So he moved to the big city, Recife, got a series of better-paying jobs, met and married Enilda, and works now maintaining a fleet of trucks. He supports the family on about $900 a month. Their monthly rent is about $130. Susanna's private school tuition costs about the same. Now, technically, this family has joined Brazil's middle class. They earn enough to be in that lowest rung. It's called Class C. But here's the thing. Roberto doesn't think they're middle class.
No.
They don't have enough money to buy a house or a car.
What are your hopes for your daughters, for Susanna and for Sandra, about their life and how it might be different from yours?
As parents, Enilda says, we always want a better future. If they work hard, they can have a better future than what we had. Before we leave, I ask, what's the one thing that would make their life better or easier? And they don't even have to think about it.
Comprar uma casa. Esse é o principal.
So you'd want to buy a home instead of renting the apartment that you have here. That would be essential. E, senhor?
Comprar uma casa, com certeza, para minha família.
You want to buy a house also, certainly, for your family. What would it take for you to be able to buy a house?
Precisaria do dinheiro que nós não temos. Money.
Cash.
You need cash. You need money.
Cash.
They'd need about $40,000, he figures, to be able to buy a house.
Well, good luck in finding and buying your house.
Okay. Okay.
The older daughter, Sandra, chimes in. I think that's our task now. That's a dream of mine, she says, and I'm definitely going to reach it.
Ela diz sempre, mãe, quando eu estiver trabalhando, a primeira coisa que eu vou fazer é comprar uma casa para o papai não se preocupar mais com aluguel, é verdade.
You're saying Sandra says it all the time, I want to work hard and earn enough money to be able to buy you and Dad the house?
Ela diz sempre, falei tão ligeiro, acho que ela me pegaram.
She says it so many times, Enilda adds, I think it's gonna stick.
Well, good luck. Thank you so much for talking with us today. Muito obrigada.
Okay, thank you.
Ela falou, muito obrigada, ela falou.
Thank you very much.
E Sandra, thank you.
Thank you.
And Susana, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Susana, Sandra, Enilda, and Roberto de Carvalho, part of Brazil's new middle class, talking with me in Recife. I'm Melissa Bloch.
Melissa is reporting all this week from Brazil, along with producers Andrea Hsu and Greg Dixon. You can follow their adventures at consideringbrazil.tumblr.com.